We are here. We are ready. Oh, man. This is a big show. Welcome to Come to Your Senses with Carlos Jaime. That is me. And I got Mike Hoagie, the sandwich maker himself, right here. He's got the buttons. He's put the... We're on play. We're on live right now, even though this is recording, right? Very good.
Yeah, this is broadcasting live.
Live to somewhere.
Space.
Oh, man. I wish it was like somebody, some kid just somewhere else, you know, being like, what the fuck's going on? What did I hear? You know, but I don't know, kid. If you understand this, get ready because this is a hell of a show. I'll tell you that much. Well, we got some couple great movies down the pike right here. We got Magic Mike XXL, which is, what is that, extra, extra large, right?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
That'd be extra large.
Yeah, it's not like a football league or like a...
Sounds like a football
league. Yeah, maybe, or something. Or maybe like a porno that went awry.
Maybe like a condom size that I haven't heard.
Yeah, maybe. Is that what it is? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That would be good. And then we have Big Game. I don't know if you heard about this, but it's a fun movie. If you like the movie Rare Exports, which I did... No? Okay, I'm losing the crowd.
I'm not going to say no. I just don't know it.
All right, well, you're going to fall
in love
with
that. I'm still stuck in the 80s, so this is hard for me.
You know what? Big Game and Rare Exports, they're like 80s movies come to life, but with a bigger budget and a more polished tone, you know what I mean?
Cool.
So you get it right there. But let me introduce my guest here. I've wanted her since the beginning of this show, I'll tell you that much. This is episode 58. This is how many jammed... Yeah, exactly. Wow. And this is... And I have her here. She's probably the biggest guest I think I've had right now. Mm. Right now.
Big time.
Big time right
kind
here.
Of a big deal.
Exactly. I'm so excited. I'm gonna talk for 2 minutes before
there's gonna be a drum solo.
Yeah, exactly.
There's gonna be cheering.
She is a Jill of all trades. She does it all. Miss Malice McMunn.
Yeah,
there we go. Did I get? There we go. Malice McMunn, thanks for doing this show.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
no
that.
Problem. Like, we touched base so many times and finally made this happen.
We finally made it after 30 something.
And you're not even that far away from me.
No, really? Okay, good. Good. That's great.
No, okay, I live on La Brea. I'm not that far.
Okay, awesome. I was a little worried about that. I was like, oh, shit, I don't know where she lives, but hopefully it's close.
I drove here from Portland.
Oh, really? Well, there you go. See? Wow. Can you imagine if someone drove? You know, I had a guest that drove from San Diego to here, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, are you crazy? I was like, I'll put up a hotel room or something. Because someone said, hey, there's doing a podcast in San Diego. I would have been like, let me check my schedule. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to say.
I'll let you know next time I'm in town.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. But how you doing?
I'm doing great.
You doing good? Yeah, man.
Living the dream.
You are living the dream. I'm looking at you. I can't believe it. I see the photo. This is it. This is like in front of me. I almost feel like it's an impersonator, but this is you, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of impersonators, though.
I'll get right there, I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you are, I'll tell you this. I told a friend of mine, you know, I'm having you on the show. And I said she was Suicide Girl before there were Suicide Girls.
And I like that you said that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You know, nothing wrong, because I've had a Suicide Girl on the show before. But I'm like, I think, no, I've seen her around a long time.
Do you know who else just said that recently,
who?
Too? I don't know. Maybe he stole it from you. But I thought it was really funny. I just looked at my Facebook the other day and Dave Navarro said that.
Wow. See, that guy, there's a rivalry between you, me and him, and we've been butting heads since the beginning. I'll tell you
see,
that much.
He's trying to steal your lines.
Yeah.
He's like trying to win me over.
Yeah, I saw because I listened Howard Stern ever, and there was a clip on it where he played, because I guess he used to host or does some AVN show like with the porn stars.
Yeah, and I've ran into him there a bunch of times because I work for some porn stars too as a bodyguard, you know.
Oh, wow, really?
Nice. Yeah, kind of funny, but
pretty
much like bodyguard and worked at, like I worked for Bonnie Rotten as her bodyguard / what would you call like a person that prevents someone from like partying too hard? Like a
chaperone, yeah.
And then I helped with her booth, but I was supposed to keep her focused. That girl's focused. She didn't need me.
Yeah. I you know, I asked her to be on the show, and I was just dealing with her people.
She's hard to get a hold of. She's really hard to like get to do anything, really.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to try again.
We're
going to work on this, damn it. I don't care if it's the 58th show. Imagine, I'd be like, this is it. This is my last show. I got to have a family now. I can't deal with this anymore.
Yeah.
No, but I was like saying Dave Navarro did a thing where he was interviewing and he had like one of the partners. He goes, hey, you look familiar. And she goes, yeah, because we had sex. But it's like, he was so like, he must have been banged so many women that it's like, It's like he would not even known. Like,
no,
like,
he wouldn't know.
Yeah.
No, in my old apartment building just on Yucca Street, which is just full of just regular chicks, you know, yeah. Hollywood girls.
Yeah.
He'd already probably done that whole building.
Me and him are like opposites. Yeah. Like total opposites. Yeah. And you know what? I'm fine with that, I guess. I got a cat. Some nice furniture. Hey, you know, I don't have tattoos.
Yeah, I think when I was young, I was like him. You know, I'm a little older now. I don't really care anymore.
No. You know what? You know? Yeah. Good. Good.
I had my days, you know?
Yeah.
But this is the thing. When I was 17, when I was younger, I thought the world was going to end in 2000 or 2001 or 1999.
My mom
whatever.
Did too.
I really did. And yeah. I was wholeheartedly in belief of that. That's why I did party like it was 1999. I mean, I did every drug you could think of and I did all the sex that I wanted to do.
Right.
And then when in 2000, I was in prison.
Whoa.
And I was like, ah, shit.
What would you do? What was this?
I was selling drugs because I didn't like paying for them. And I was so into doing drugs that I had to like get them whenever I wanted, which is what drug dealers have whenever they want. And so at that point, and I was in Austin, Texas, and my house got raided. And then I was in prison for only 9 months. I got lucky because I was lost in the system for 7 months. They forgot about me in there. So I didn't go to court. I wasn't proven guilty of a crime for 7 months, which is totally illegal. I could have sued them, but they were like, we'll just get you out. And I was like, okay, let's do that.
How's Texas so bad? They're like, whoa, we forgot you. I'm sorry.
You want to know what was happening at the time, why they lost me, is because a whole bunch of prisons got shut down. Because women in prison were ending up pregnant from guards.
Guards, yeah.
And so there was all this, like two different prisons, like in the same place, got shoved into one.
Right.
So all these girls were like, basically, it'd be like three girls piled on top of each other kind of a situation, like just smushed in there. So it was, easy to lose someone, you know, I don't know.
So basically you're saying you were Orange is the New Black before
I was. And you know what? When that show first came out, I was like, that's going to be stupid. That's not going to be realistic at all. They got it pretty right.
I hope so. Yeah.
Honestly, that show's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I always look at these prisons like outside of US and some were scary, but some were actually pretty not bad. Like I think I forgot, maybe it was Venezuela or Colombia or something where they got like their family, like they could hang out. They could have like the drugs,
family's
the drinks.
So important in other countries, so I'm not surprised.
They had like a pool in one of the things.
What?
Yeah, it was like not even like, and I'm like, are these like
I'm
drug
going
lords?
There.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they have the drug lords have their own pool. I'm like, it was kind of cool. I was like, that seems like
well,
a
it's like
good
even
gig.
Here. Okay, here, like if you're rich enough and you have enough power, you can pretty much get anything you want into prison here. So there, I can imagine they probably even get more stuff.
Oh yeah, like it was. Yeah, it was almost like they were supervised, but they could do anything. But they couldn't do anything outside, I guess. You know, they couldn't, you know. But I'm like, what's the point? They could still tell people what to do outside, you know. Like, what's, you know.
It's to satisfy the people that wanted the revenge.
Yeah.
It's probably really to protect them.
Probably. Yeah. See, she's a smart girl. I'll tell you that. Smart woman. I'm too, because you know what? Yeah. If I had a problem with some dude or whatever, I'd be like, yeah, let him out. I want to see this guy.
Yeah.
Fucking, right? You know, want to squash
that
this.
Revenge.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you know what? You want to, do you want, I don't Instagram, but I've seen that you've had issues with Instagram because I saw this thing and it's like the fourth account. I'm like, what's going on here?
Started off with Malice XXX and then I was Wicked Malice and then I was, what was the one just before Official Malice? That one only lasted like 2 weeks. I don't even remember what that one was called, but, I have haters. And I don't know who they are because they always have private profiles, but they just are people that just a lot of them troll on my page and are like, you're disgusting, you're ugly, you're trash, blah, 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 say really hateful things about me. And then some of them just flag all my photos that are partially nude. I never have posted nudity on it. Like I always,
can you can't do that on Instagram.
People do. Like I saw a page and I actually to experiment, after I was kicked off the last time. And Instagram, the last time I had to buy a whole new phone, Instagram blocked my phone, blocked me from making another profile ever.
Wow.
So I had to start a whole new, like one through a new phone, new email, everything. Basically start like as a whole new person. And, what was I say? As an experiment, I wanted to see how much flagging it takes to get a profile removed. And I just went under one of those ones that just post other people's pictures. It's not anyone's personal page. Right. It's someone just posting a bunch of girls' tits and ass. And it's like buttholes everywhere. And I'm like, okay, like this is worse than what I was doing. So, you know, I was like, I flagged it just like a few times, but nothing happened. And I was like, someone has to really be flagging it.
Yeah.
Like really care, really spend a lot of time to get it removed. And they tried to kick me off Facebook a couple times too. And,
what's all the hatred? What, do you have enemies? Is that what's going on? Do you, can I talk?
I don't know. This is the thing, is there's one person that I think was doing it before, but then I also think there's probably other people. But the one person that I've blocked this time is a girl who was insecure about me being friends with her girlfriend. The thing is, I'm bisexual, but I also don't like drama and I won't get in between relationships. And I wasn't attracted to either one of them. And neither one of them had to worry about anything ever. They were just, one was a friend. And like, I think, and it might not have even been the girl worried about us having a sexual relationship. She could have just been not wanting her girlfriend to have any friends at all. Cause she was that much of a control freak. And, honestly, like every time I was kicked off Instagram, it was like right after they broke up. And right when they break up, the other girl would call me, be like, I need someone to talk to. And I'd like go have dinner with her. And she'd be like, well, she did this to me. And I'd be like, oh, that's horrible. And then I'd get kicked off Instagram. It's not like we'd be online being like, oh, that girl sucks. I never said anything about her. But she's like, I know she's hanging out with Malice. Flag. And, you know, this time what sucks is before, like one of my last Instagram accounts, I went to try to block her. But she had already like, her profile was private and she already blocked me, so I couldn't go in and block her. But this time I did it right away before she knew I existed because I had a new account. So she didn't know about it yet. So I blocked her and, you know, like I'm not private though. So if she starts a new account someday, she could probably jump on there and get me.
But have you had any problems since you've had this fourth account?
No. And I try to be really careful. And I, like last night I posted an underwear picture and I was like the whole time, like sweating about it. I'm like, oh God, I hope I don't get flagged for this. But I see underwear, like the underwear I was modeling is this clothing company, Creep Street. Their whole page is the backs of that underwear, which is a G-string, which I didn't show. I showed the front, which I think is less risque than showing my butt, you know, because I think the last time I was kicked off Instagram, it was for, I think the last time the most risque photo on my Instagram was done by a guy named Pretty Puke. And he did a photo of me in my bedroom, in my bed, wearing fully, I was fully covered, but I had like this blow up doll I perform with all the time. And I even had her nipples X'd out, but I had my fingers pointing at her blow up doll hole.
That will get you every time. That will get you in trouble every time, I'm telling you.
It was plastic though. She's a human shaped plastic piece.
I don't know. Some people, I don't know. You know,
it's supposed to be silly and tongue in cheek, but people are taking this serious. Like that's a real pornography thing.
Right.
But to me, that's art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like art is porn. Porn is art. But this is the thing, as I like to say to these people, is if you consider it pornography, it's because you think it's hot.
Oh, see, yeah, they're jacking off to it.
Exactly. So it's only porn. There's people that find feet erotic. So should we not show our feet? It's pornographic to them.
There's a lot of, you know, like every fetish is pretty much out there now.
Everything is a fetish.
Legal and illegal, whatever. It's like, it's just the way it is. It's just, you know, but it's, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
There's medical procedures now that are fetishes. You know?
Which ones?
Well, I mean, even basically enemas. You know, like there's people that are into doing that. Like it's a sexual.
I don't know if there is a documentary about this, but I always go like necrophilia, and I always go like, is there a dog? Is there something about that? Because
people that are straight up into that.
Yeah, because there's always like incident like bestiality. Is it bestiality or beastiality? I'm gonna say bestiality.
Maybe I don't like bestiality because then you think it's just like your best friend.
Is it best? Yeah. Is that? Yeah. I agree.
I think it's like people who call it bestiality. They're like trying to be proper.
Yeah,
British.
Like British. Yeah.
You know, bestiality.
Yeah, and it's like no beastie because it's a beast. Beast. Yeah, it's a difference for crying out loud. But yeah, I don't know. There's always weird stuff, and I always go. My thing is like, I mean, if you're old enough, if I was 13, I would be like seeing that. I would be like, what the fuck is this? You know? But like after a while, you're kind of going like, okay, I'm not into it, but I choose not to be into it. Yeah. And that's it. But I'm not like, you know.
This is horrible. This has ruined my life.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I it's one of those things where yeah, I don't know. Like, I always look at, like, Holland and everything, and I always go, like, seems, I don't, what happened to Holland, and everybody else got, like, freaked out? Did something happen? Like, did someone take over Holland after World War II and say, like, you know what, guys, let's just relax. Let's just get high. Do whatever you want. You know, don't fuck with everybody. You know what I mean? Do it. And it seems like, I don't know. It seems like that's normal, I guess, you know?
Well, I'm a big anarchist, and I think people should be able to do whatever they want to do as long as it doesn't harm anybody else.
Yeah.
Or the innocent, you know, children, animals, whatever. Like, just ask permission all the time if you want to touch another person.
Yeah.
But other than that, do whatever the hell you want with yourself.
Right.
You know, like, if you want to poison yourself with drugs and alcohol, go ahead. Like, I did it for so many years, you know? Like, I don't judge other people for doing it, but, like, you know, later on, I was like, oh my God, I'm poisoning myself and I'm dying, you know, like, and I did die like 3 times. So, you know, I just realized after time, I didn't need that anymore. But, you know, like, if people want to do it, I don't care.
Right there. Yeah.
You know, like, I will say the two things that I'm scared of most in life, though, are spiders and tweakers.
Spiders and tweakers.
Like, when people are doing meth
and
speed, like, they're pretty much the same drug, but, like, meth is a little bit more, like, even more so than speed, but they're both bad. And people, and I did it. I'd done tons of speed and meth, and it really does change your brain a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And like, and then the people that I hung out with when I did it, they just become different people. It's like when I was doing heroin, like, you do more because you know you'll be sick if you don't do more.
Right.
But like when you do like those other drugs, like crack or meth or, you know, whatever those drugs, then you turn into Gollum.
Yeah.
Where you're like, need the precious.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, you just become like this evil thing. And it's a different need where it's like, the other way, it's just like, I need it because I don't want to feel shitty.
Right.
The other way, you need it because you need it.
Yeah. You're being selfish. Creepy. You're being a selfish mom. Yeah. No,
yeah.
I get it. Oh.
And because, they just become different.
Yeah. And you said, wait. You said, okay, tweakers, but spiders? But I don't know. I'm not to be a creeper. I've seen your Instagram in a way, and I've seen... Don't you have on your behind?
Yeah, I have a big spider. I have spider right here, too.
Is it like... you're just
the
afraid.
The thing is that I'm also... Because I grew up watching horror films all by myself,
right.
I'm also kind of turned on by things that I'm scared of as well, and or attracted to.
Right.
Like, I think... It's fascinated by, not with the tweakers though, but definitely with spiders.
Spiders, yeah.
But spiders to me are like aliens.
Yeah, they are.
They have exoskeletons. They shed their exoskeleton. The female spiders in all spiders eats the male after they have sex. It's like some alien shit, you know?
It's a very, it's the opposite of who we are or like any, like it's, and that's the thing I was telling somebody about the wolf spider. And how they have, like, the babies. They have, like, the thing behind them.
Yeah, they're just hanging on the back.
And they hang in the back. And when it's time, later on, the mom sacrifices herself. And the babies eat her all the way through. And that's how they, like, go out. Like, that's how they kind of survive and go out to that point. It's really crazy.
Well, you know, it makes sense because it's, like, a form of child
support.
You know, like, I feel like even for the male spider, he feeds the babies by the female eating him. Because, like, once they mate, like, she didn't need that protein.
Right.
And then the same thing is, like, you know, when she dies, she's paying them. That's, like, their college fund.
Right.
Eat me.
You know what? That is true. I'll tell you, I don't know. I don't think I have a fear of spiders, but it's definitely I could see the creepiness sometimes, and I could see like the bigger or a tarantula. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, if I saw a tarantula on my chest, if I woke up, I would be like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, who put this here? Or why is this here? But I think it's always funny how like the tiniest spiders sometimes
those
people
are the scariest ones because they can get into spots.
Yeah, that's the thing. I saw like there's a thing on there's a site called Lives Leak, and some guy went swimming. I think in like in the ozone.
In the ozone.
Ozarks.
Wow.
He was in the Ozarks. It was an alien. No, it was in the Ozarks, and there was some there was some issue he had in his ear, and his iPhone. And when he put his iPhone onto the thing, he was recording it, like a spider like kind of like peeked out and then like went there. And it was like,
what? That's what I'm fucking talking about.
And I'm like, why is this not front page news? No, like, this should be on Good Morning America. Like this is going on in people's lives right now.
I just saw a story about a guy that went down to South America and a spider crawled into a wound.
Wow.
A wound that the guy had in his torso and crawled like he went to the hospital because there was this line, this red line going up
right.
his, towards his heart.
Yeah.
And this, they went in and they found there was a spider traveling up through his fucking skin.
Yeah. Wow. Is that a horror movie? That should be a horror movie, right?
I crawl through your skin.
Yeah.
I drink your blood.
Yeah. That's definitely a thing. And that's the thing. A lot of people, like, will say, like, doctors or whoever, they'll say that, like, spiders normally will crawl on people, like, faces or whatever, because you're asleep.
They have that thing that they fall in your mouth and
I don't know. And it go on mouth.
I sleep with my mouth shut.
Really? Well, is that where people wear masks, like those veils, maybe? Is that maybe? I don't know.
I would if I slept with my mouth open. Yeah. But I grew up, like, me and my sister had to share a couch or hide a bed or whatever most of our childhood. And anytime I'd, like, breathe out of my mouth, she'd slap my face. So.
Well, that's one way of going at that. You know what? Yeah.
No, I remember that vividly. It would be like, if I would be, like, open my mouth, she'd just slap me. And I'd be like, okay. Like, nose breathe, you know? Right. If I was ever sick, I just had to lay on the floor.
Wow.
She'd beat me up.
She didn't play around. She was an older sister?
Yeah, she's 11 months older. Yeah. We're Irish twins.
Irish twins. There we go. You know what? I have a bunch of cousins like that, too. Mm-hmm. So, Argentinian twins, I guess you could say. But, you know, speaking of animals, speaking of spiders and everything, let's go to a little News of the World segment.
News of the World.
You know, I love some stories sometimes, and I go, like, this should be, I get angry because sometimes I go look at the front page or you look at the thing, and it's like, I get it. There's big news. But sometimes there's some news where I'm like, this should be it. Like, this is it. Like, this is front page right here. And I'm going to read you this right here.
Oh, wow.
It says, this is in Georgia, the country of Georgia, not the state right here. I wish it was the state, though. It would be awesome if too. But it says, zoo animals on the loose in Georgia amid deadly floods. So basically, they've been having a lot of floods over there in Georgia.
I want to go there.
Yeah. Okay. And they said, I guess, you know, when you have a zoo, when you have a zoo and there's like an earthquake or some type of that, the zoo pretty much might be like, okay, we don't know what to do, but the animals are going to be freaking out. They're going to be like, you know what? If they see an opening, if they see the thing, they're going to go through. They're going to do it. And that's what's going on.
It's like people in prison. They're getting out.
Yeah, yeah. And this is right here. So residents of Georgia's capital have been warned to stay indoors after heavy flooding destroyed enclosures at the Tbilisi Zoo, allowing tigers, lions, bears, wolves, and other animals to escape. It says right here, three zoo workers were reported dead. And the AFP news agency reported that at least 9 people have died in the floods. So this is not even the floods that are doing the damage. I mean, it is these animals that are like a tiger is like, it's like, yeah, because I guess it's like they're out there and you're walking, you're like, man, it is raining like cats and dogs. And guess
like
what?
Like wolves and tigers.
Yeah, and there's a fucking lion right there. And you're like, and a tiger who might be, I don't know, maybe there might be some ligers being, you know, consummated in this thing. I don't know, but it says the zoo said, I like the zoo said, yeah, it's yeah. It says one of the dead was Guliko Chitaze, a zookeeper who lost an arm in an attack by a tiger last month. So he, he really
That's
loves
what you get for jailing them animals.
Yeah, so he really loves his job.
I'm a vegetarian. Yeah, I'm not into zoos. I'm all like, let them out. Let them eat whatever they want. Free them. I don't care if, honestly, I don't care if an animal eats me. Uh-huh. As long as that animal gets a longer life, I like animals so much more than humans. I'm like, all humans die, animals live.
Yeah.
I'm an animalist.
Wow.
I just don't care about people. We're evil. Saying.
That is true. Except for spiders. Spiders could be very,
I only like the daddy long legs because they can't bite me.
Wow. I get creeped out, I think, by those more than anything else. Mm. It says heavy rains and wind hit Tbilisi during the night, turning a normally small stream that runs through the hilly surging river to flooding, whatever. Okay, so it says the zoo press service said on Sunday that an escaped hippopotamus was cornered in one of the main squares and subdued with a tranquilizer gun. Look, see, that's a hippo with a tranquilizer gun.
He was free.
Yeah. So, I mean, and you would think that hippopotamus is like loving it because it's like, hey, it's wet. It's like, fuck this, man. I'm out. See you guys later.
Plants.
And it says, Paul Rimple, a journalist based in Tbilisi, said that the zoo estimated that half that around half of the 600 mammals, fish, and birds have fled their enclosures amid the flooding from heavy rains and high winds.
Yes, they're free.
So zoos, man, they lost a lot of their business. Like, they're gone. It's surreal. It says helicopters are circling overhead and they warn people to stay indoors, but not everyone's doing that. It says people are walking around with their babies just a few blocks from where a wolf was shot in the south of the city. Apparently, a jaguar was reported in the north. It's like, it is a zoo out there. Literally. Oh, my God.
I love that.
You imagine? Oh, that would be such a...
Like, but this is... Okay, like, I grew up... Yeah. Like, my favorite movie growing up was Mad Max. And the reason why I love Mad Max is because I think it's, like, the true way that people should live is survival. It's survival of the fittest. And it's just... It's more... To me, it's more, like... Honest. It's more honest. And I think that, you know, like, people nowadays, they live in these lives where there's like, everything's all comfortable. They don't have any fear. And that's why I think serial killers were created, is to keep people on their toes, because we've gotten
too lax.
We don't worry about enough, you know, like, it's not like the right things of enough, you know, like our survival, you know, people forget. And you know, you look at Facebook and it's like, the minute someone dies, people are like, that's why we need to think of, like, care about the people that we love, because people die and they forget all the time. That's like, that could happen every day.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And you do have to, like, love the people that you're with on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's just one of those things I feel like keeps people, like, considering, like, I don't know, in the moment. Keeps people in the moment. I try to, like, live in the moment, sort of, you know?
I get it. Because it's definitely very... Because that's the thing, I remember seeing... I probably quoted this on the show before, but there's a... This guy sent in a documentary one time where he's like, you know, if you're in a campground and a bear comes by, it's like, you don't have to be necessarily faster than the bear. You just have to be faster than the other
slows.
Yeah, because that's like basically how because eventually that bear is just going to attack, you know, whatever. And you're just going to be like, okay, I'm seeing it, you know. And that's how it is. And I guess, because, you know, nowadays it's like we could live out to like in the almost like 90s, 100 years old, you know, back before when Jesus was, you know, alive. You know, I don't know. Like, you could have been like, if you got an arrow in you, they're like, all right, see you later. Nice being friends with you, man. You're going to be dead like in 2 days, pretty much. Now it's like, people, I mean, you lose an arm, you go to the army. I mean, they already got like bionic arms already, for crying out loud. I mean, Terminator 2 is going to be the reality, I think.
Well, you know, and I used to grow, like, when I was young too, when we'd stay with our dad, I'd go hunting with him. And I just learned a lot. Like, and my dad always had animals around, and I learned a lot about animals. And I'm always, you know, with dogs and with animals. And I think that people just don't understand them enough still.
Right.
And basically, like, if you were out in the woods and a bear came at you, the last thing you should ever fucking do is run.
Right.
The same with any of those other animals that came out of that zoo. Right. If you run from my dogs will fuck you up. They're min pins. They're 18 pound dogs. Uh-huh. You can kick that dog and that dog will fly like feet from you. You don't have to be afraid of that dog, is what I'm saying. If you kick my dog, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that people are scared sometimes of my dogs. Yeah. You know, and I'm just like, don't be scared of an 18 pound animal or even a bigger animal. What you do is you human up on them and you just be like, sup.
Yeah.
The same way they would, like, most any creature out there is going to back down if you have more balls. They'll think you're crazy, but
animals back down. Do sense the fear. That's how they like it. That's how they think. You know,
if you act like prey, you become prey.
Yeah.
Don't be the rabbit.
Damn. You know, honestly, if there's an apocalypse, can I hang out with you?
Yeah, I'm already ready. I got my van. We're just going to...
Because I'm seriously, like, I'm going to be like, if there's, like, a zombie or whatever it is, like, I don't know how it is. I'm going to be like, what the fuck? Where is she? Yeah. Malice, get over here.
I'll be ready. Can't ever show fear, man.
Oh, good. See, I don't know. I agree, because definitely that's how they deal with the dogs. Like, that's how the guy, Caesar, whatever,
Caesar
that guy.
Milan,
yeah, man. Like, that's how he said, you got to be the leader of the pack.
And he's been bit, you know, but he keeps plugging along. You can't be stupid, though, like that Steve Irwin guy and just keep, you know, like, I wouldn't put my hand in. This is the most venomous snake that's ever lived in Australia.
Yeah.
And he just puts his hand in there like, no, I'm not going to, like, put myself in front of an animal that can kill me. I'm trying to avoid them. But
Do you think his death was kind of, it's almost like a joke in a way, because he put himself in so many predicaments and so many things that when I heard that he died by a stingray, I was like, what? Of all animals, like, that was the one that did it? I'm like, Damn, like that's pretty...
it was a little surprising. Like, I really thought it was going to be a snake.
I thought it was, I honestly thought it was going to be like a cannibal, some island that just found, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, wow, like, that's crazy. Like, this guy really lived life, like, you know? And then he goes, no, no, I'm swimming with the stingrays.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I loved him, and his shows were awesome, but some of the stuff, I remember one time I was watching an episode, and he had, this is one of the most venomous spiders ever.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's letting it run around on his hand, and I was just like, dude, no. Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? No. Like, what are you doing?
Don't. It looks cool. It's pretty. Put it down. Like, get away from that.
No. No. It's and you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so weird that a stingray, like, what, that stingray probably was, you know what? I'm having a bad day. Just leave it alone. And he kept probably like, look at this stingray. I'm getting, you know, a little buddy. And he's like, just leave me alone. Right? You know, it was like a very teenager, very angsty, you know, stingray. And he said, I had enough of this guy. Fuck this dude.
That stingray was just like, dude, I'm a stingray.
I'm a stingray. Okay. You know what I mean?
That's what I do.
Know your role. Know your role, asshole. Okay. God, what a jerk off. You know, it's like, I know. I never, like, did he put like his daughter in front of like an alligator or something like that, or crack it up, and you would like, well, you know what, I think Steve Irwin was a, you know, more safer dad than Michael Jackson, because I mean because when he put his daughter out the balcony, I would have been like, oh shit,
dangling the baby.
Yeah, I'm like, you're there. But you know, since you you went hunting, huh, big time.
I what?
You went hunting with your dad?
I mean, every once in a while, yeah. And what's funny is, like, I mean, I still, even then, I didn't really, like, meat. Like, he'd like, make me clean the kills and do all that stuff. And he'd make the venison, and I'd just be like, I'm not eating that.
Really?
And he'd be like, you ungrateful little, you know, and I'd just be like, you can beat me. I don't care. I'm not eating that. I'm an asshole. Right. Like, the only time I never ate it. Like, none of the... I don't think I ever ate anything. Like, he made me, like, one time, like, clean out these ducks and, like, defeather them and everything.
Was he, like, in, like, some cabin or something? Like,
no,
we
moved all over, but it was, like, parts of eastern Oregon, eastern Washington. Yeah. But we'd go out into the woods and just... whatever random stuff.
Was there like a McDonald's around where he's like, hey, you know what?
No, but you know what? We even had like, he lived in like a trailer. He was a long haul truck driver. And so when we stayed with him, he remarried. His wife had like, already had a kid, and then he had another kid with her. So it was like me and my sister, and like just a whole family for him to feed. It was too much, I think. So he's like, I'm just going to go kill some shit. And like, we had this goat too that was like tied to the,
to the trailer,
and we had to like go dumpster dive to feed this goat.
Wow.
And then we had to milk the goat and put that in our cereal. Gross.
Wow.
So disgusting. Unhomogenized, unpasteurized goat milk. Just.
You are ready for the apocalypse. I'm telling you that. If I saw a goat there, I would be like, what the fuck do we do with this thing? Like, does
it
play?
Milk it.
Milking it would be like the last. I would be like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, that's where my dad's from.
That's like the easiest thing to do.
Really?
I pull on his nipple.
I don't know. Like, this doesn't seem normal. That's all I would say.
You know, I do love dairy, so I'm
okay. Yeah, hey, I get it. Like, if it was a cow, but honestly, if there has to be a farmer behind me or something, because there's no way I would be like, I don't know this goat. Fuck, you know? Jesus Christ. But the reason I bring it up is because, let's go down the pike right here.
Down the pike.
A couple movies coming out this night, but this movie is called Big Game. You've never heard of it, right? Okay, this is the premise right here. I'll tell you this much: it's already really. It's from Finland, mind you. It's director is Finland, and most of the primary actors. But they say, you know what? It's based on the book, but the guy, the company, Finland production company, or the director, they said, you know what? We got to make this big. Let's get one guy.
We got to get our country out there.
Yeah, we got to get our country out there. And what better way is to get Samuel Jackson in our movie? And you know what? So basically, this is a Finland production. It has nothing to do with whatever, you know. So they hired Samuel Jackson and a bunch of other American actors.
Because, you know,
he'll
do anything.
Yeah, he will. I think if he likes the script enough, he's going to be, you know what? I like it. I'll do it. Fuck it. Yeah. You know? But this is called Big Game.
Okay.
And it's about Samuel Jackson plays the president of the United States.
Makes sense.
Makes sense, of course, you know, nowadays. Yeah, 20 years ago, I would have been like, what Morgan Freeman was a president. I remember, like, people were freaking out Morgan Freeman was a president in Deep Impact. They're like, fuck you. What, you know? And I'm like, no, he looks pretty good. I think
that's
I could believe
legit.
That. I would vote for him. But he's the president of the United States, Samuel Jackson. his Air Force One gets attacked by terrorists, and he escapes in like a pod and lands in Finland in the deep woods and like the
with a bunch of snakes.
I don't know. That'd be imagine they might have a joke. I'm hoping they do have a joke about this one snake, one at least lizard, maybe, who knows.
There's no snakes in Finland,
and you never know. You never know. I mean, but imagine there was.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. And then there's this kid who's like 13 years old, and I guess when you go hunting by your own, that's like a thing, like a ritual, like for mm-hmm. to be a man,
to become a man. Of course, I'm a man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you did milk some goat there. I tell them.
I went hunting barefoot with a knife.
Wow. And this kid finds the president, and the terrorists are trying to find him because they know he's landed somewhere, and it's the president and this kid, you know, escaping, trying to escape the terrorists right here. Mm. So let's play the damn trailer, right? You ready for this? I don't know. I'm telling you. I'm a little nervous. Don't get nervous, okay?
It's got Samuel L. Jackson in it. It's great already. Okay. I'm already going to buy this.
Let's see. It's got a... Okay, there's a lizard. There's a gecko.
Gecko.
Huh? Here, hold on. Let me play this. Geico is sponsoring this show, by the way. No, just kidding.
Yeah, right. They should, though. Now that you've done this,
yeah, I know.
Hit them up. Be like, hey, we broadcast you on our show.
Yeah,
Geico. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Hook us up.
Fuck yeah.
I want free insurance.
Here we go. 30,000 feet in the air.
Oh, yeah.
5,000 miles away from us. Okay.
That looks cold as hell.
I know. What's Finland? So. Yeah, right. I don't know.
What? Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Just jumps out with a backpack. Let me stop this.
What happened?
He jumped out. Like that guy. He's like, I'll find you. And he jumps out with a backpack like he's going to stop it.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a F you guys. He like left the plane. There we go. So that's the kid.
Well, that kid's nowhere near ready to be a man. In Finland, you become a man at 10 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Finland. 36 minutes ago, we got an evac distress signal from Air Force One. I believe you can, President. You will wire them on your ass plan. Uh-oh. You see, he's part terrorist.
I knew it. That's why he jumped off first.
He's eating deer dung.
I don't know what that was. Vienna sausage.
Yeah. See, this kid's like, I don't know. What? Please accept my apologies. Uh-oh. No. Badass kid, I'll tell you that one.
That is a badass kid. He is a man. Explosions.
Yeah.
I like that. Should get blowed up.
Big game.
I like it. That looks exciting. Like
yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Mike? You good?
I couldn't hear anything.
Oh,
man.
It looked cool, huh?
All these headphones.
I know. Sorry. Oh, man. I don't know. I think I want to see the game. I love... They had a thing called Rare Exports. It was like a twist on the Santa Claus, evil Santa Claus. I'll explain to you later, but the guy, yeah, this is like a big deal. Like this is like the biggest budget.
It looks like they spent a lot of money.
Yeah,
on it.
And it's like I guess it's like going to be like the biggest budget for any film.
Just looking at the shots of the mountains alone, they look like a really expensive camera.
Yeah.
Shooting those mountains that look beautiful.
And getting Samuel Jackson, they must have been like, holy shit, Samuel Jackson. They probably like treated him like they made a parade when he got there. They're like, oh shit,
he's probably going to move there, have a bunch of concubines.
I'm pretty sure like it was probably the first time some of these people like ever. seen like a black person. Yeah, like, right? Ever. They're like, whoa, what the fuck? They're like, oh shit. Like, they're like praying almost. I'm gonna say that they're praying to them.
He's their new president.
I think he might actually stay in Finland. That'd be awesome if he did. It'd be like, whoa.
Samuel Jackson is the president of Finland. It makes as much sense as Arnold Schwarzenegger being the governor here.
Right. Imagine well. Yeah. You know, he's Austrian, you know.
Governator
right there. Yeah, you know, you can imagine, like, as a kid, I was Conan Barbarian, and like, he actually ran the government. Like, he ran the California.
Yeah, no, that's what happened in real life.
Yeah, that's scary.
I don't have to imagine that. That happened.
That happened? I'm still imagining it. I'm still, every now and then, I'd be like,
that's real.
Is it
that's real?
I don't know. It's a fantasy world.
Every time, it blows me away, too. I'm like.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Like, lament of the women's.
Yeah.
That's what what is it, the cries of your, whatever.
I know, it's just a very odd, I don't know, like, every time I see a movie I go like, yeah, that guy ran everything, didn't he? He did run anything. It wasn't a goof.
He's the reason why reason why we're not allowed to be naked in strip clubs here.
Oh, really?
It wasn't like that before he was governor.
Wow.
So I blame him personally, or Maria Shriver.
And yeah, he was cheating. He's like, anywhere he'd have found out.
And that's probably why Maria told him, make it so everybody has to cover their nipples because you can't handle yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And she was like worried he's going to cheat on her with a stripper, but it was like a maid or something.
Right. Yeah. Which
she probably should have worried about that.
And the maid looked like, I don't know if she's looking at that.
He probably wasn't allowed to go anywhere else. So he's like, come here. That's his, you know,
it's like
Total Recall.
Total Recall when he was like breathing in air. Like, that's how he was sleeping. It's like, that's how he masturbated, I think. Imagine. That'd be awesome. It's like his eyes bug out and everything. It's like,
like,
Arnold,
what's
the matter with you, man? I was in the room next to you in the hotel, and I heard these weird sounds. Like, you okay? And he's like, yeah. Like, all right, man.
Can't talk about it.
It's like, all right, no problems. Mr. Governor, are you okay in there? Yeah. I think he's sleeping. Oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, wait, did I unplug my thing here?
No,
it's still plugged in.
Okay, good. No, that's fine. No, I thought I was about. Right. No. But yeah, I don't know. You work at what club? How long have you been at
Cheetahs? I've been there for 5 years.
Right.
And, you know, it's the only club, Cheetahs and Jumbos are like the only clubs that are kind of more like entertainment based.
Right.
I'm not a hustler. I'm not good at like doing the private dances and stuff. So I do Cheetahs because I'm good at doing the stage.
Right.
You know,
so
like,
you don't do private dance. You don't go
We have a VIP room there, but it's like $20 songs and we're in a bikini and there's no touching. So it's like, you know, some people do it. It's more of a novelty.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really intimate, you know, like, I mean, it is for some people back there, but, you know, like, I don't know. Some girls are better at that than me. I'm not good at being really like, I want to be with you tonight. I'm good at being like, I want to entertain you tonight. Yeah. And I get on stage and I do some cartwheels and you know, go upside down and spin around.
So how long have you been stripping?
In
general,
like 14 years or something. I don't
know. Wow.
She's like way past stripper retirement age, really.
I feel like, what? She's out. But you know what? You look good. I tell you that much.
I mean, I'm in better shape than a lot of the girls half my age, so I'm doing all right.
Yeah. So that's well, you know, it's the vegetarian, the strict diet, probably.
Well, it's that, and I don't drink.
Yeah.
You know, drinking is really bad for the beer gut.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just really, like, it's the one thing the girls are always like, what do you do? How do I get in shape? And I'm like, quit drinking.
Quit drinking.
Stop drinking all the time.
And you do running all the time, which is exercise in itself. I don't know.
I don't run. Like, I walk up there.
I
walk up with my latte and I let my dogs run.
Okay.
You know, like, and I go to the first bench and then I walk down from there. Like, I don't really do like that, but it's genetic.
Yeah.
Like, my dad, long haul truck driver, like I told you, was always thin and looked like had muscle definition and like abs. Truck driver.
Wow.
You know, but he did speed too. But still, I don't do speed, but I still have his genetic thinness.
Was there one drug that you never took that you said like, whoa, no, not gonna do it?
I mean,
it'd be funny if it was like, I never did weed. Like, what?
It was cigarettes.
Really? Cigarettes? Yeah. You never smoked? Really?
No, I never smoked.
Wow. That is, you know what?
I just thought that was like so.
Wow. That's
so common.
I guess. I honestly totally thought, like, you smoke for some reason. I don't know why.
I would never smoke.
Yeah.
I really hate it, actually. I really, like I said, I don't judge because I'm an anarchist and I want people to do whatever they want. But to me, smoking is the one thing that actually does affect other people.
Right.
Like, every other drug that there is, and weed a little bit, like, the smoke can get in other people, but it doesn't really, like, you know, yeah. like weed smoke, oh, fuck, you know, but like cigarette smoke is actually really not, does not smell good.
No.
And so it's like one of the only drugs that actually does affect other people and right. can give other people cancer, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, I don't like doing anything that affects other people.
Right.
All the drugs I did just affected me. And I'm the kind of anarchist that doesn't want to hurt anyone but myself.
Right.
You know, I'm like, I'm making the decision. Other people, when I smoke, if I was to smoke cigarettes, aren't making the decision to inhale that.
Right.
And I just think that's kind of like rude yeah. to make everybody else smoke your smoke.
Right.
Personally.
All right.
You know, but like I said, I'm still an anarchist and they can all do what the fuck they want. I just right. wish they wouldn't do it right in front of my face.
Yeah. That's not, well, that's a very obnoxious thing. It's one of those things that, like, I mean, 20, even, no, I would say maybe 30 years ago, or even like my parents used to smoke, but even back then it was a different time, like in the 60s.
Well, people weren't that educated about all the
yeah,
health risks.
Yeah. Like they were just, you know, smoking everywhere. It didn't matter where it was and everything. But, yeah, I don't know. Like nowadays, it's like, I think when almost someone smokes, it's almost like, I judge, don't worry. But I'm just saying, like, but it's one of those things where, like, I remember, like, there was some girl that I thought, oh, she's really cool. Like, I like her and everything. And then she took out a cigarette and I was like, what the
fuck? Yeah, it's kind of a boner killer for me too.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. Honor. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I wanted to make out with you, but now
yeah.
we'll do some other things, but I'm not going to touch your mouth.
It's like, I don't want to die. You're going to kill me, right?
And it won't last that long because right. I can't stand the smell for very long. It's hard. You know, like there's been people I've dated in the past that smoked and I was just like, when are you going to quit doing that? Huh?
Right.
Don't want to try to change you, but then again,
right.
You know, and I hated it being an issue because it was like, you know, oh, you want to make out. Well, you just smoked. So can you go brush your teeth?
Brush your teeth. Yeah. It stays. I don't know. Mike, do you smoke?
Yeah. No.
I don't know. I thought you smoked too. I don't know why.
No, look at those shiny pearly whites.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh, just good. Check.
Okay. I don't know. You know what? I don't smoke.
You know, and I feel bad now. All the smokers watching the show are like, click, turn it off.
Just,
fuck you, know, you people.
It's like, well, you know, you could smoke on your show. You know what?
Yeah.
It's fine.
We can't smell it right now. You're
yeah,
great. We love you.
It. Yeah, we love you.
We love you. We love you so much. Suck your dick.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You. Please suck it. That would be the same thing, basically, right?
Right.
But you like stripping. You like it. It's mm-hmm. a very, it's
I
an art form,
dancing.
Right?
So it's to like me, it's an art form. Yeah. It's okay. Honestly, I like porn too. I see the art in porn and I also see it as a sexual thing. To me, same with dancing. There's like a sexual element and then there's an artistic element. And I like sex and art together. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. I'm not like, but the thing is I do have self-control. I'm not going to just like, you know, hormone rage out on someone I think is hot. And I think right. a lot of people don't give themselves credit for the ability to do that. Like,
right.
you know, I have some friends who are like, oh, I can't go to a strip club. You know, that's no fun. A girl just like giving me a boner and then I have right. to go home and rub it out. And I'm like,
so no, ma'am, you were their friend.
No, these are people younger than me. Actually.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm like, yeah, but you still got a reason to rub one out, mm-hmm. which is to me still fun.
Yeah.
You know, like I watch porn, so I have a reason to do that.
Right.
You know, like I want to have a visual thing to tantalize me to, you know, enjoy myself.
Right.
You know, like I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with it. Totally, you know, that's natural, man. I tell you, when I was a kid, I used to have imagination. Like, you know, to be honest with you, I think I would have been a way better student. Like, if I could go back, you know, and know what it is. But honestly, I think when I was 13 or 14, I have to admit, I definitely had sex in my mind, and there was always girls. So it would literally be like, I'd be watching some girl like next to me, and be like, oh my gosh, she's so hot. And he'd go like, Mr. Jaime. And I'm like, well, what's the square root? And I'm like, you know, and of course I would look down on you know, like, I'm like, I don't know what the, and I would honestly be like, I'm sorry, I was not paying attention. I was, you
and
know,
this is the thing.
And you know what? If I could go back, I would be like, I'm sorry, I was not paying attention. I was looking at her sexually in a really bad way and that was distracting me. So I'm not.
And this is what they say is like, you know, like today, like kids in school and whatever. And you know, they're like, oh, you know, the girls like are distracting to the boys and whatever. And like, you're a young boy, young boys are going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
You know, like
13 years old, a 13 year old boy. I'm looking at this like boy, like I'm going to be like, dude, like he's like, I don't know what's going on in his head, but I'm telling you this much. It's going to be like 80% like total sex like that. Because
yeah.
it's like, that's all you did. That's all you thought about. You know, you saw first Playboy or whatever it was, like you're hooked. You're that's it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
or Playgirl, depending on the guy. You know,
which
I don't
is
know.
Why I think they should just give kids that and let them, you know, rub out. One out before school.
It's like, you know what? I think people would be calmer. I tell you that much.
I think they would, like, because like people I've dated, you know, I've been like, go, you know, do that before we hook up, so you can like have a little patience with me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, get that like initial out of you. You know, and then
like there's something about Mary. It's like you know, in that scene where the guy's like, you know, Chris Elliott's telling Ben Stiller's like, you never masturbate before a date? It's like, what? You're going out there with a loaded gun, man.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's too much pressure.
It's it's like you're in there and all of a sudden, boom, you're done, you know. So
yeah, that's no fun for the girl.
But it's always about fun. You know, let's go down let's do the other movie trailer. Magic Mike Triple. Speaking of boners, Magic Mike XXL, the sequel to Magic Mike, which I never saw. I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Either. But, sorry, I'm not. Really,
but it's about male strippers.
I know what it's about, but it doesn't sound appealing.
Is that hot, male strippers nowadays?
Not to me. But the thing is, I'm like, I definitely prefer the ladies. Like, I get with guys sometimes, but I really like ladies. And it's just the male stripper thing is also the type of guy I wouldn't be attracted to.
Right.
You know, like the really, you know, like the closest to that would be like Bieber, I think is kind of cute. Like, he's getting a little too grown up looking for me.
He is.
I like him when they're a little more girly.
I'm trying to think of, like, a lot of kids in the 80s, like, a lot of, like, some of those kids, like, singers used to very, before, like, they grew up, they would have, like, that, like David Cassidy, didn't he have that look, maybe? Like, a teen idol?
In the 80s, people were really androgynous, and that's part of the reason why I like that era, is I really like it when you can't tell.
Yeah, Duran Duran was...
Because Duran Duran, I mean, come on. They're so pretty.
Yeah, I remember my sister, because my sister was really big on there, and I would go like, why is this guy wearing makeup? I'm like, what the... I would look and I would be like, is that a girl or is that a guy?
Even worse than that, look at Poison. Remember? Metal Man Poison, they look so pretty like girls.
Yeah.
Like, I have some pictures of them where they're just so, like, pink and glammed up. Yeah. I'm just like, wow, dudes. Like, I don't wear that much makeup.
No. You know? It's like, even Axl Rose in the Welcome to the Jungle video.
That teased hair was great.
Yeah, it's like, fuck. It's like a chick almost.
I loved it. I'm sexy.
But let's play Magic Mike XXL. Mike,
this one isn't about me?
It's not about you. Okay. Okay, just wondering. Okay, just checking. You know what I mean? Imagine it was. It'd be, oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Don't watch that one.
Magic Mike Hoagie, XXL. It'd be like, he's a stripper. No, just kidding. This is Channing Tatum. So, do you like Channing Tatum?
He doesn't do it for me, really.
Okay. All right. Justin Bieber, I guess.
Bieber. Like, I mean, every girl likes Brad Pitt. But, yeah, Brad Pitt was cute when he was younger. Like, I still think he's kind of cute. You know, like, I don't know. I don't like it when they get too buff, though.
But there's a lot of buff guys in this one. So this might be the worst movie for you ever.
I don't need a guy to bench press me.
No. I see, but that's the thing. I don't think I would do that right here. Okay, now we got...
You don't bench press girls? No.
No. Oh, I don't think I've ever done that.
Good.
I picked some girls. Okay, this is sponsored by Lay's Potato
Chips. Mr. Potato Head.
No, Lay's Potato Chip. I don't understand this commercial because it's like, Mr. Potato Head and his wife, and you're eating potatoes Lay's. And
you are what you eat.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
The cannibalism, I think, maybe. Mm-hmm. But, Jeffrey Dahmer, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at this. Okay. So I guess they go to a stripper convention. So he's a... Yeah. He's...
Oh, is that Burning Man?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so.
Kidding. No, he's not. He's on the beach. Oh, we got a mustache now. Yeah. That's good, though.
That's pretty obnoxious. I would call the police on this guy who was doing a stripper.
I'd be really freaked out right there.
Why is he constructed? This guy's... Channing Tatum is building something.
A stage.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Probably.
There you go.
They look kind of like plastic people to me.
Yeah. We're going to see if he still got some magic in that mic.
I mean, they can dance, though. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't turn me on when a guy can dance, though. It just is cool to me.
I wish we had known you guys back in our day.
Well, I'd say it's still your day, man.
Oh, she's hot.
And what was her name? Annie McDowell?
What if we make up some new routine? She's trying to play a cougar in this movie, but she still looks young as hell.
Yeah.
Are you ready to be... worshipped?
I don't know.
Are you ready to be exalted?
What are we?
We're like healers or something.
Yes, man.
Healers.
They got a wrestler at Kevin Nash in there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Showtime. Are you guys ready?
I mean, how much bronzer do you think they went through to do this movie?
A lot. I think, like, let's just say the NAACP was like, whoa.
Wait a minute. Are they blackfacing right now? Because that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of makeup.
I think they got elected to one of their chapters. I think they got.
Wrong skinned.
A lot of browns. Yeah, it's very odd. Like, there is. And it's like the weirdest plot because it's like them going to a stripper convention. I'm like, can it be any simpler?
it's no Showgirls or
no. They should have had Showgirl at least some type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, then nobody's going to get shot. Nobody's going to, I don't know. No. Nobody's going to die in this movie. I don't care about it.
No one's going to break their neck when they're doing all their thing.
I'm really not.
I don't know. Worried. Have you ever had problems? Like, have you got hurt doing all
that? I actually, one time in Portland, they have a spinning pole and I was going upside down, spinning around, and I realized my legs weren't attached to the pole.
Whoa.
And they attached, kind of like this, like crossing your fingers to the pole.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wait a minute. What am I?
Whoa.
And I landed right on my nose. My nose actually broke this way and then, went right back. But it's like, I have a little nose, so it doesn't really look affected.
No.
It's fine.
No, not at all. Not at all. But wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's were you bleeding? I was
profusely, and wow. I didn't really know that. Like, I jumped right up because I was afraid I'd snap my neck, and I was like, jump up.
And
I was like, okay, I'm good. And, right. And then, there was a whole bachelor party there, and they were like, woo, in the mood, and I was like, go ahead, just put down an extra dollar for my medical bills. I'm fine.
Yeah.
And I kept, because I'm pretty much a comedian as I'm dancing as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm great. So shoving my butt in their face. And I like leaned back to one guy and he's like still horrified looking at me. And I was like, is my face covered in blood? And he was like, yeah. And I like ran to the dressing room and it was just like blood gushing.
I would have got a towel. I would have been like, okay, bachelor party's over.
Yeah.
I remember one time I went to a bachelor party and it was I didn't even know the guy getting married, really. It was just one of those things where I just went because I knew somebody who knew somebody. Mm-hmm. and I remember like the girls were there, like the thing in there, and I remember like it ended in like in a fight, like one of the somebody happened like to, somebody threw something at the girls or something.
Oh,
and she didn't like it.
Oh,
and she,
no, you can't disrespect the dancer.
Yeah. And like the girls, and they went to the bedroom or whatever, and that's how they got out, like through the bedroom. I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
Oh, dang.
So I went to the bathroom and all of a sudden they're like, oh, they left. I'm like, what? I'm like, all right, well, let's go.
They don't really like things getting thrown at
them. So
you got to be careful with those girls. I've done bachelor parties for years too. I danced doing that in Texas for 3 years while I was a drug dealer at the same time. But that was like one of my fronts, just doing bachelor parties.
Right.
And me and this girl did it together as a business. And
uh-huh.
Like, it was great. But I mean, we'd collect the money up front. So if anybody got out of line, we'd be like, show's over.
Yeah.
We said, no touching. You can't touch.
Right.
So if they touch, we'd be like, we're done. Bye.
Right. Wow.
And like, it was just like that. We're just putting on a show,
Right.
And like the show, we're like, the more controlled you are, the more wild the show's going to get.
Right.
We're going to do dirtier stuff if you don't do dirty stuff.
Right.
Like, it's just one of those things, like, if people disrespect the rules, you have to end the show because, once you have to like, I don't know, tell people not to do stuff, they just end up going and making it worse. So
yeah, jeez,
it's better to leave than try to like fight that.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to make a movie about. I'm trying to find an actress. Maybe another writer. Who knows? she could play you. That would imagine, and that would be like, wow, like because I mean you're a drug dealer. You.
I could play it.
You sure?
You haven't seen my movie, American Muscle? I played a stripper in it, and I studied hard for that role.
Yeah, right, right.
It was really, and also, I kicked ass in that movie. I beat up a guy who was like 6'5".
Really?
He did eventually kill me, but, we fought. Wow. I had action scenes.
Wow, nice.
It was a nice B movie that I did. It was good.
Nice. Is it?
It's on Netflix, though.
Yeah, no, because I think I've seen it. But you want to be in horror movies. Is that what it is? Or
no, I've done anything that's, basically what I could do.
Right.
It's like,
right.
believable. Like, I'm not going to try to play a president or a mother or.
Oh, you know what? You should play a president. That would be all. I'd be like, president. I'm like, everyone's like, I'm like, she's the president, goddammit. What's your problem? Gonna
Samuel L. Jackson on
this. Yeah, because if Samuel Jackson played president, I mean, he's a guy who was it was like a coke fiend, you know,
He's so much more believable as a pimp than anything.
Yeah, that's how I think they. He definitely has. I think Quentin Tarantino made it into Jackie Brown. That was like the thing or something.
Jackie Brown and in Pulp Fiction, he was just. That was perfect for
that
him.
That was like him, yeah. He has a very tough edge to him. It's like, it's definitely one of the guys you don't want to fuck around with, you know. And he was in Goodfellas, I remember too. Like, he was in that movie, but they killed his.
He was?
Yeah.
Damn, I have to rewatch that.
Yeah, they shot him up.
I really don't remember. Like, how old was he then?
He was maybe in the late 30s, I would say, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been around for a long time. Even Morgan Freeman, there was a movie that Morgan Freeman played.
Oh, he's been around forever.
And he played a pimp, a really aggressive pimp. That. And Christopher Reeve played against, Christopher Reeve was a journalist, and he was reporting on it.
I know that movie.
It's called Street Smart.
Yeah, I think I have that.
Yeah, and Morgan Freeman played this pimp.
And it's got that young kid, that child actor kid that died is in that. Little blonde kid. Damn it.
So many of them. So many, you know what I mean? Like, it's so, it's like, yeah, it's like, I always look at that. That is always weird when you look at somebody and you're like, no, they didn't make it through. They didn't, you know, get through it. It's like, it's weird how like Ron Howard and Jodie Foster could, you know, as child actors could go through, and then like Gary Coleman is like,
no,
you got fucked over, buddy.
Yeah,
that's sad.
And
yeah?
You know, Corey Haim.
Corey Haim. You know, because that was the thing. Like, I was a big fan of Lost Boys, and I remember like even seeing the sequel, and he was it, and like he couldn't. I don't know. Like, it's sad. Like he the drugs took him. You know.
Yeah, it is messed up. Like, you look at stuff with like child stars and stuff, because I mean, it's just like anyone else. Like, I mean, whatever you're given in life, you either have to figure out how to like make that work for you,
right,
or it's just going to take you down. You know, like a lot of people have, you know, whatever abuse that happened in their life, or, you know, like whatever. And they just have to learn to get over it and get past it. You know, if they don't, you know, like those child star things, I think that is kind of a little harder because you're in the public eye.
Right.
But it's like,
Sometimes if your parents, if you have good parents, or at least parents that know the difference, like don't necessarily exploit you and don't really do that, like Macaulay Culkin's parents were like, or especially his dad was like the whack job, like,
well, yeah, you're sending your kid over to Michael Jackson, what do you think?
Yeah, that's a little, yeah, it's like
go hang out in Wonderland,
I mean,
son.
Steve Irwin, I don't mind if you know, if you had my kid in a crocodile, I might say something, but Michael Jackson, I would have been like, what were you thinking?
Yeah,
you know
no.
what I mean, like, not the boy, you know.
Well, after the whole you know, John Wayne Gacy thing, you know, I wouldn't, you know, the, like, I feel like Michael Jackson played a similar role. It's that he didn't dress as a clown, but he had this whole Wonderland for children thing.
It's similar
to appeal so much to children, to me, is strange. If any grown man does that,
right,
I find it strange. Yeah. I don't care if they love children, but like, love your own children or something, but like, just don't be so creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So but the thing was, it was like, Michael Jackson's thing was always like about the kids. It was always about kids, and always, and it was almost like a specific type of kid or something. And you're just like, okay, I get it. There's other charities too. Okay, Michael, let's calm down. You know, did anybody say like, you know what? I don't want to hear about the damn kids, Michael. Okay. Fuck the kids today. Okay. Let's go out to a strip club. Let's go to Cheetahs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't have enjoyed that because there's no children there.
And you don't want any children or anything?
Nope.
With that? No.
I don't hate children or have anything against them. I just don't want any coming out of my body.
Wow. Okay.
That's, you know, if like, you know, now with all the genetic, you know, things that they can do, if they can make it so like seahorses, men carry the baby, then cool.
Wow.
But I'm not doing that.
That happened in my lifetime?
I don't know. I think it should, because, you know, like, if everybody can transgender and be whatever race they think they are, like, they can have, men should be able to have babies too. Why not?
I think there wasn't there like a couple. I think there was a transgender couple and they had a baby and it was like their or something. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, there's ways to, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they had, taken some seed and some egg mixture thing. Right. I don't know. Or egg and egg or something.
Yeah.
Or semen and semen. I don't know.
There was a cross or something, and a child came out of that.
I personally just think it's kind of selfish for people to really just think that their genes need to be procreated. Like, I don't care that much about procreating my genetics. Right. Oh, another copy of me needs to exist after I die. Like, what? I don't care. Yeah. Like, it's not like I told you, like, I care more about animals. Like, if I had my way, more of my dog's genes should live, you know, like, I don't, mine are cool, but like, I don't think the world needs a whole bunch more of me.
Yeah.
I'm kind of cool just being the only one.
You know, Dennis Rodman, same thing. Yeah, probably.
Oh, that's why we look so much alike.
Yeah, really? Because that was the thing. I read something where the guy says, like, he was like a freak of nature, and he was truly one of kind. And it's like,
really
thank God.
I met him in Vegas once. He really is. But he seemed really high on crack, and I was scared of him.
Yeah, he's definitely has had his issues. He's definitely had. I don't know how he is now. I hope he's good. But
This was one of the last AVNs I worked, and I ran into him. He was like one of the bars there, and I was like, I'm going to go be over here now.
Wow, yeah, I can see that.
Kind of scared because his eyes were like really...
I mean, he's a big guy. Yeah, he's kind of I think if he was walking, I would be like, "What the demolition
he's
man?" Like,
really
what the
huge.
Fuck? You know? Yeah, he looks like
especially compared to me.
Yeah,
I'm like, ah, I'm 5'6".
No,
<I'm scared.
laughs> no, he's like 6'8" or something like that. He's scary right there. But yeah, I don't know. You know, I could talk to you forever. I could talk. Yeah. You know, Mike, you could just go. We're going to talk here. We're going to talk about 3 hours. We're going to talk about serial killers. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about 80s horror movies.
And then
we're
it's going to be edited down to one sentence.
One sentence, yeah. Right. it's like, we are cool. That was it. It's like, that's all we could say. But no, I mean, Magic Mike, no.
Meh.
Big Game.
Yeah. Big Game. I think I want to watch that right now. If that was playing right now,
I'd sit down and watch that. After the show, I'll explain to you Rare Exports, but it's a really cool concept of a Santa Claus horror movie kind of thing. But it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm really confused. But yeah,
don't worry. I'll explain it to you. I'll shed some light to it. But is it Malice or Alice? It's just Malice.
Alice is my real name. Malice is my dancer name. It's both. Yeah. My best friend Vera started calling me Malice before I was ever a dancer, and that's been a nickname.
Right.
So I answered it either or, you know, and like I told you, I'm deaf in one ear, so you could call it Dallas or Palace or Chalice or some other something like that, and I still answer to it because I can't hear shit.
All right. Do you do sign language?
I need to learn that.
Yeah, you might want to get, you might, just in case.
Yeah. Well, I'm a good
just
lip
in case.
Reader, so,
yeah. Good. Yeah. That's good. Well, thanks for doing the show.
Yeah, my pleasure. It was fun.
Is there anything, where can we find you? Because, of course, you're Instagram.
Instagram. My Instagram name now, hopefully this one will last.
And stick.
It's way too many letters to remember, but it's official Malice McMunn this time.
Yes.
And then my Twitter is Malice666 McMunn, but don't look at that if you don't like vaginas. Yeah. And then there's...
Look at my Twitter at Come to Your Senses. If you love vaginas, you got... Cause I got a sweet one.
I'm an exhibitionist, and so I post whatever.
Yeah.
I post whatever Instagram won't let me on Twitter.
Right.
Because Twitter has like people, you know, screwing each other all over. And
I think Twitter is almost like I think they could almost show like grisly murders. I don't think they would.
No,
care,
Twitter.
Right?
Yeah. Twitter is complete whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, you know. Like, and I follow a bunch of porn stars on all my Twitter is tits and ass all day. That's what I look at on Twitter. And then then what else? Yeah, that's it. Facebook, who cares?
Yeah.
You don't look at that shit anymore. But yeah, Instagram's cool. And then, you know, people could see me dancing live at Cheetah's and they could throw $1 on the stage and I'd be stoked.
Wow.
$1.
All right. You know what? I might check it out.
I
haven't been in a strip club.
All the girls there are great entertainers, and it's not as hardcore hustle as some of those other clubs. They're just like trying to get you in the back all night. Like, the girls there, a couple of them might be like that, but it's not like all night long. They're, you know, get back here, you know, trying to take all your money. You could go there with $20 and have a great night.
Well, okay. Here we go. You know? Mike, what do we say?
Let's go. I got $20.
Mike's like...
But go on a weekend because the weekdays are kind of...
Really? Like on a weekend?
Weekend, yeah. Because then it's fun. And the girls are like hyped to entertain, you know? But like on the weekdays, it's like meh.
Did, how long is this, they're open till?
Till 2 a.m.
2 a.m. Yeah.
It's a bar. Opens at 8, closes at 2.
Right.
No cover. People can go in there, drink some beer.
Sorry. Okay.
Watch some dancing.
Nice. Awesome. Yep. Well, and Mike, where can we, thanks for filling on the show. Thanks for pressing the button.
Yeah, good job on that.
Yeah. Worked hard. I'm sorry. I'm still sweating like a pig.
It's kind of stuffy in here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's
and then I apologize for these onion rings just smelling up this place this whole time.
No, that's fine. That's hey, trust me, it's fine. Yeah, okay. That's fine. You know, but I'll you know what? Thanks again for doing the show.
Yeah,
my pleasure. And I hope this is a reoccurring thing because we definitely have to talk about 80s horror movies or 80s movies in general. Pop culture, I'll tell you that much, because I think me and you. We're in the same wavelength, I think, when it comes to movies and other things. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it in, okay?
I should share some of this knowledge that I have
you
about
should.
The 80s.
Yeah,
movies.
Oh, definitely.
It's a little
And much. There's a couple of movies from, you know, Elvira, right?
Yeah, Elvira. Yeah, of course. I met her. I love her.
Yeah, when she used to play her movies, there's a couple of movies that I try to explain to people, like the plot, and people look at me like I have two heads, and I'm like, no, that is a legitimate movie. I just can't find them. The title of the movie, and I've been trying to find it for years. So I'm going to ask you after
okay,
the show,
yeah.
Or sometime around.
No, I want to know now.
Okay, well, you know, for the next show, we'll finally get right there. But thanks again, everybody. Please come to your senses and please go to Cheetahs. Come on, guys. Come on, it's a fun time. There you go. All right, I'm going. That's one way it. Or another, I'm going. All right, guys. Good night and come to your senses.
Receive this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.